Puedes tú sí
Ver.
ver. We see.
Vemos.
Vemos is right. Vemos. We see it.
Lo vemos.
Lo vemos. How would you say, he doesn't see it, or you don't see it?
No lo ve.
Right. No lo ve. Yes. But I see is veo. 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 Yes. They see it.
Lo vemos.
That is, we see it. They see it.
Lo ven.
Lo ven. Right. So once more, we see it would be
Lo
lo
vemos.
vemos. How would you say, we see ourselves.
Nos vemos.
Nos vemos. Yes. Nos vemos. We don't see ourselves.
No, nos vemos.
No nos vemos. We don't see ourselves. That ourselves business in Spanish has two meanings. It can mean, for instance, nos vemos can mean we see ourselves, but it also means each other. There's a reciprocity in the reflexive. So nos vemos, we see each other. And that is used a lot for we meet. We see each other, we meet. So if you want to say, at what time do we meet? At what time do we see each other? Would be a
¿A qué hora nos vemos?
right. ¿A qué hora nos vemos? So, at what time do we meet tomorrow? Would be
¿A qué hora nos vemos mañana?
right. ¿A qué hora nos vemos mañana? Yes. In Spanish, you use very much the present tense to express the future. So, to say we meet next week is correct Spanish. I call you later. Le llamo más tarde. Le llamo mañana. I call you tomorrow is correct Spanish, but incorrect English. You may have noticed Spanish speakers, when they speak English, even those who have a fairly good command of English, very often you will hear them use in English the present tense. They will say in English, I call you next week. I see you tomorrow. Yes, I see you. Yes. But they use in English the present tense, not because they don't know the future, which is easy in English. But it's their own speech pattern. It's in the present tense. They don't see why, don't you, why it should not be as correct in English as it is in Spanish or in French or in German to use the present tense to express the future. Of course, if you use the present tense, you have to give an element of the future, yes? Yes. If you say, I see you, le veo, or te veo, is I see you. But if you want to use the I see you in the future tense, you have to say, le veo más tarde, or le veo mañana, le veo, la semana is the week, la semana que viene, the week that comes, is next week. So, to call is llamar. So, I will call you tomorrow. Would be, I call you tomorrow.
Llamo,
Once more.
llamo,
Llamo, I call you.
llamale.
No. Okay. What is to buy?
Comprar,
Right. Comprar. I'm buying.
compro,
Compro. I'm buying it.
lo compro,
Lo compro, yes. I'm buying them.
los. Compro.
Los compro. What is I am telling?
Digo.
Digo. I'm saying it.
Lo digo.
Lo digo. I'm telling you.
Le digo.
Le digo. I'm telling you, Roberto, Roberta.
Te digo.
Te digo. Yes. What is I'm calling?
Llamo.
I'm calling you.
Le llamo.
Right. Le llamo. I'm calling you, Roberto.
Te llamo.
Te llamo. Yes. So I call you tomorrow would be.
Te llamo mañana.
Right. Te llamo mañana or le llamo mañana. So it's correct Spanish to use here the present tense to express the future. But what you use a lot in Spanish for the future is also going, which you use in English too, but in Spanish much more than in English. So you can say, I'm going to call you tomorrow, which would be?
Voy a.
To call you.
Llama.
To call is?
Llamar.
Right.
Llamarle.
Right. So once more, I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Voy a llamarle.
Yes. Voy a llamarle mañana.
Mañana.
Voy a llamarle. So you use going with the whole verb, the infinitive. Voy a llamarle.